I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I Like My Man Like I Like the Name of Adele's second studio album, 21.
Honestly, you're a PLT. Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as
PLT,
the podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you were invited to a new friend's surprise 40th birthday party, and you knew a handful of people there. I mean, and that's a stretch. But those people were all super close with the other 50 guests at the party. So the entire time you had social anxiety, which led you to just hang out with your friend's 2-year-old daughter the entire party. Hi, my name's Amy. Hi, what's my name again?
Amy Marie Goodmurphy.
Otherwise known as Amy Ricky G.
This is true.
So I was trying to say, If you're a new listener here, this is what it's going to be like the entire time.
We're having a day.
And beside me, as always, is a man who claims to have never complimented anyone. Not once in his entire life. It's Ryan Steele.
Hi, how you doing? That's not far from false.
Well, you told me you never complimented.
People, it happened again the other night. Saw my friend Cam. We're catching up. I'm telling him all the things about me. Then the show starts and yeah, we're good. Okay, bye.
You said you've been working on that.
No, actually, we sat down and the first thing I said was like, oh, I saw you on TV. You're in a commercial, blah, blah, blah. And then something about writing. I heard you're writing more, blah, blah. I never asked you about that. So I did make a little effort. But yeah, I'm one to like, you know, people always be like, oh, how's the podcast going? How's this, you know, blah, blah. Any live shows coming up? People always want to know,
Hey. Which
we said last week. Maybe we do.
Maybe we do. Coming up in the new year. Very early-ish on in the new year.
Tickets going on sale soon. We'll let you know, Patreon people.
Excuse me. If you're on Patreon, you'll get the first look.
And if you're not, you might not get tickets.
Hey.
No, you probably will.
You probably will. But Yeah. But you won't get like the best tickets. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Anyways, I think I'm the opposite. When people ask me, hey, what's going on? I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. What's going on with you?
Yeah.
I mean, I do like, who doesn't like to talk? And listen, I like to talk.
Me too.
I just don't necessarily want to talk about what we're doing, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Broken record.
It's a broken record. It's more so when people ask me about like, what are you doing? I'm either like, well, tell me about you. Or I say, I've been really sad lately.
Yeah.
And I just really take them down a road, a real emotional road. Well, I've been fighting with my family for weeks.
Yeah.
So, and they're always like, wow, I just want to know, how's the podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What do you have for breakfast?
Mm. Usually something weird or nothing at all because I forgot.
So you're at this party. I want to say this is not the first time I've heard of you like this at a function. One time you hid in your car, didn't you?
Hang on. Give me some context. Give the people some context. I hid in my car because I took breaks and it was at a children's birthday party.
Which is a lot. I mean, I would assume I don't go to a lot of those. But.
Well, I do. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying not to. Mm-hmm. But I did have to go to this one because it was a family's child extended. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I didn't know everybody there. And when I don't, it's a lot of social energy.
Yeah,
and
of course. Yeah.
I only have so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting?
What's that?
I was just getting Cairo done by a mutual friend of ours,
yes.
Melissa. Shout out to Workshop Performance Clinic in Chinatown, Vancouver.
Yeah.
Best place, wellness clinic.
Oh, I should go there. Now that I have benefits, I should go there.
You should be going there. They really are the best.
Oh.
Anyhow, I love them. And my friend is one of the owners. And anyway, she was cracking me up.
If you get it. Physically.
Like physically. Yeah. But they don't like saying cracking. It's adjust.
Oh.
She gets pissed when I say, I need my neck cracked. She goes, it's not, I'm not cracking anything. I'm adjusting you.
Okay, fine. Just do it.
Exactly. I mean, you will get yelled at there, but hey,
yeah.
Some people like that.
I was going to say some people will pay for that.
You know, I like bitches.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
Bitches like you.
And bitches like me. Bitches like to hurt me and they want to be with me.
That's true.
So, hey.
Win-win.
Life is good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I was there and we were talking about, you know, this is one of my closest friends and we have other close friends that we share. And I was saying, you know, I've been a shitty friend lately to some of them. And I just, you know, sometimes you got to have a check-in and be like, hey, it's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been making a good enough effort.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was telling her, and I think we've talked about this, how precious I am with my time these days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I don't necessarily want to spend time with my close friends. Of course I do.
Yeah.
But in the right situation,
mm-hmm.
who's there?
Yeah.
Where are we?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a kid's birthday party that's all fucking day and I have to spend my life talking to these people I don't know who don't give a shit about me? And the second they say, what do you do? And I say, I'm an actor, comedian. Either they say, make me laugh and then I want to die and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Or they say, what have I seen you in? Nothing.
Hey, more than me.
Hey, but none of the, you're the shows that I've been in or movies, you're probably not the target audience.
Yeah.
I finally just did one. Totally. Now I can talk about my stuff.
Totally killer.
Totally killer.
I've had a million people say, is that Amy? I saw Amy. I think I saw Amy. I'm like, yeah, totally killer.
It's Totally Killer is a horror movie. It's on Prime. Ninotchka Khan directed it. Ever freaking heard of her. She's a queen. She's the best. And she let me live my improv fantasy on the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I only had one scene, but a scene it was.
Mm-hmm.
Most of what I say is I improvised.
Yeah.
She let me do it and they kept it.
Yeah, so you got like 3 lines, but you ended up having 15 or something.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiernan Shipka, who was in Mad Men and she was Sabrina the Teenage Witch in the new one, she, or just called Sabrina, I think, lovely human.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome human. Lovely, lovely human.
Yeah.
So I had a really good time, but why was I saying that? Oh, you're asking me what I do for a living, and then we have to have that conversation. And I'm like, what do you do? I don't care. I don't care, and neither do you. My always go to is like, what neighborhood do you live? Did you grow up here? If they say North Van, I'm on a high.
Oh shit.
I talk about that all day.
You make a connection.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, spending my time and energy, it's important.
Yeah.
To be good to yourself. And sometimes you compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just go, I can't go.
100%. Last night I was supposed to go to Shania Twain. And I got a busy week. I had an audition and I wanted to prep for the pod because I love you guys very much. And I said no. I said no to a free ticket to Shania Twain because I wanted to take care of me. The woman in me.
The woman in you. And you said, I'm not going.
I'm not going.
You did the right thing. Mm-hmm. And you got to take care of yourself. Hey, PSA.
Yeah. And when I get married, she's going to sing at it. So I will see her again.
You're the one I want to. Whose bed have your boots been under? Oh. You know, I never watched her documentary.
Me neither.
Oh, I think we should.
I didn't know she had one.
Apparently, there's some hot goss in there. I got to tell you that much.
Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we'll find out whose bed her boots. Maybe we'll find out whose bed her boots were under.
Did you? That was really hard for you to get out.
A lot of it is today.
And maybe we will.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we will. Mm-hmm. And you know what? In the, End the episode. We're not doing it. Ryan and I got in a fight when I first got here. And I was trying to say, in the act or in the art, what is this saying of full transparency? Mm. What is that saying? I'm asking you. I'm asking you what the fucking saying
no,
is.
No.
Anyways, but we got over it and we hugged it out.
We're like siblings.
Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, back in the day when we got in fights, we were not talking for weeks.
Yeah, this podcast would not be happening right now.
No, and that's why we had to wait to make it. Because I knew this little man, this little woman over here, the woman in me, you, the woman in me, you.
Yeah, of course.
She wanted to do a podcast for many years, and I said no. But it all happened.
It all worked out.
Jesus Christ took our hands and said, "It's time.
It's time, and you guys need to figure your shit out within 10 minutes of after having a little quarrel."
That's a quarrel. Mm-hmm. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. But I encourage you today. Again, I'm always giving advice. Mm-hmm. My life is a dumpster fire, but I think this is an advice podcast.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
You gotta tie up loose fight ends. Mm-hmm. Don't go on.
No.
Do not take on the day angry.
You got to hug it out.
You got to have a hug.
Tug it out.
And you say, "I love you."
Mm-hmm.
You said, "I love you."
Mm-hmm.
I hugged you.
Mm-hmm.
And then later you said, "I love you."
Mm-hmm.
And I needed that.
There you go.
Anyways.
I have people in my family who don't like other family members, and they won't talk to them for decades, really. And it's such a fear of mine with my sisters. I never want that to happen, and I won't allow it.
Everybody has their shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that go on in families that we don't know about,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And that maybe your family hasn't even told you about your extended family out of protection.
This is true.
So everyone's going to do what they need to do. That's the deal. And we can't have an opinion.
Yeah.
But if it is within your control and it feels healthy,
mm-hmm.
you got to make the effort.
This is true.
With your family and
just
friends.
Just do it. Mm-hmm.
It's about effort.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to make an effort with my friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Speaking of family, I went for coffee with a cousin of mine on the weekend. Haven't seen her in God 7 years, maybe, but one of the catalysts in us hanging out, I said coral and catalyst.
Good.
Who
nice.
Am I today?
Today is weird.
Today isn't a full moon. Something's off. We hung out because she was just in New York because a project she was working on it's a podcast for Spotify, I think, won a Peabody and a Pulitzer Prize.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So she got to go to New York and accept these with her team. My Pulitzer Prize Peabody cousin.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations is what I meant.
It's called Stolen. She told me, don't listen to it. It's very dark.
Okay.
It's about like...
don't listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's like, it's about Indigenous land stolen in Canada, which is obviously very, very relevant and happened a lot. We're learning more and more and more. But it was so great to see her. And I, like, you know, she dropped me off and I'm like, wow, my cousin won a Pulitzer Prize and a Peabody. And I just had my 128-day Wordle streak ended.
Hey, D. yes.
Bittersweet though. I made it 128 days in a row where I got the Wordle. And then I was on the sixth try of this one. And for the life of me, I couldn't figure it out. You know what the word was?
What?
Ninja.
Really?
It got me.
The last night's reminded me of what you are.
What was it again?
Sassy. It was sassy. And here's the deal. I like to make fun of you a lot. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I like to make fun of you about is still doing Wordle.
And many people make fun of me for doing Wordle.
Because you're still a Wordle queen. Yeah. And I think they keep it up there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's one queen in Vancouver that is playing it. Mm-hmm. We feel so sad. We have to keep it. We have to keep it up for her. But the thing is that I recently, remember I told you I was taking that phone break for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, I mean, when I say phone break, it was like, no, I did it. For me, it was a good job. I probably was checking social media maybe once a day. And otherwise, I'm checking social media like, I don't know, man. I'm embarrassed to say. I'm not even going to say it because I'm so embarrassed. But anyhow, at that point, I was like, well, what am I going to do? Like, I want to be on my phone, but what am I looking at?
Yeah.
I don't really go on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, like, people scroll Twitter. I'm not on Twitter.
Mm.
X. Shut up, Elon. I'm trying to say that I got back into Wordle.
You did?
Yes, because I was like, okay, I need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing the Wordle almost nightly.
There you go.
It's fun.
It's a brain exercise.
Yeah, it's a brain exercise. And Jenny and I do the New York Times Spelling Bee and Crossword.
The Crossword. I do the Crossword every day as well.
I love the mini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one I do.
Yeah.
That's all I got time for.
Oh my God, I'm not doing I can't do the other one. Do you ever play the ones where you match the four?
Connections.
Oh, Connections.
Yes.
Okay, Jenny loves Connections.
Love.
I don't like.
It's hard.
I will play with her because she begs me to. She's like, please, I need your help. And I'm like, it doesn't bring me joy. It annoys me.
Oh, really?
I have to tell you something.
Please do.
We love a good transition.
Mm-hmm.
Remember a couple episodes ago, I was talking about my friends who were in Thailand and went to a ping pong show.
How could I forget?
A lady ping pong show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a PLT listener, hey honey,
hi,
who DM'd us and said, yeah, just listen to the episode. I wanted to tell you that my husband actually ended up there once. Okay.
Whoops.
And apparently a woman had a live bird fly out of her.
No.
Brian, no.
Okay, my first question is, how did she get that bird inside of her alive?
I mean, I don't know, but also poor bird.
Poor bird.
That's disgusting. Oh,
I guess you put it like beak first.
Listen, poor bird. Yeah, which way? And how did it turn around?
Exactly.
No, it would have had to have been ass first.
Oh.
Apparently it flew out of her.
Oh my God.
I don't like that. That's fucked. That is, PETA needs to be called. PETA needs to be called, and that woman needs some help.
I'd be in the audience and be like, go off, queen.
Oh my
go
God.
Off, queen. Just throwing my money at her.
Throwing bird seed in the air. Throwing bird seeds that would just fly near you. Putting bird seed on your shoulder so it would land.
Oh my God. And does this woman do this like several times a week?
That must be her trick. And probably she goes to all the bars because she's the bird woman.
I don't trust having birds in her vagina.
Listen.
Was it her vagina or her bum?
Her vagina, I think. Oh, okay. She said it flew out of her.
A little more room in there, probably.
Well, there's lots of holes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I didn't like it. And it makes me feel sad. I wish I could have a big, big laugh about it. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that.
No, could you do that?
I could do it. I will try it. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Just because I don't like something doesn't mean I'm not curious about it.
How much money would it take?
Real question?
Yeah.
To put a bird inside me
mm-hmm.
and let it fly out?
Mm-hmm.
No money.
No, yeah.
No money in the world.
Because you know someone's going to have a phone on them watching and they're going to video it and then you're fucking done for life.
Even if they didn't video it, mm-hmm. for me to shove an animal, mm-hmm. a live animal inside me, that's disgusting. How is it even alive?
Yeah.
That's not okay. Mm-hmm. Where did you get the bird?
It's like when I told you Richard Gere put a gerbil up his bum, you know? And he had to live with that forever. It was in movies. He got made fun of for decades.
Exactly. I don't want everyone to know. Comedian and actor for money puts bird in her vagina.
Yeah, you're like in Totally Killer 6 and you're like the star this time. And yeah, it doesn't work out for you because all these stories come to surface.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you don't want that.
What about how much money is it worth to be canceled? Like, okay, my career is over. My dignity is gone, but I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
No.
If it were you?
No, I couldn't do it.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Some people have the mental health to be canceled and chill.
Oh.
I feel like you could.
I don't think so. I care too much what people think about me, and I don't care about money enough. Like, I love money, but I'm not hungry enough for it.
Yeah.
And my ego is pretty big. So, I hate in grade 12, I always remember, Will didn't like me. And I don't know why he thought I was a showboat and it stuck with me. And every time I walked by him, he thought I was a showboat and he walked by me and he would ignore me. And he was used to be so nice to me. Then he hated me and him not liking me killed me.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like it either.
I hated it. So
yeah.
I don't think I could be canceled.
Yeah. No. Fair enough. Anyways, how do you feel about people putting Christmas up early?
So we're doing this pod right now in mid-November. It's too early right now. For me, there's two dates that I like. November 25th, the 1 month countdown to Christmas,
mm-hmm.
or December 1st. But that feels too late because now you're like 3.5 weeks away.
Yeah.
As I'm thinking out loud, November 25th.
I didn't know how I thought about it because I was talking to my mom about it and she was in a huff because she was like, I was talking about Christmas and when to, put it up. She took all her Halloween stuff down. It's all in a pile. She has to get rid of it. And she's like, well, I got the kids to haul up the tree stand, and I sure hope your dad's going to get me a tree this year, mm-hmm. Whatever. Divorced parents, I'm gonna have to go ask him, can you get mom a tree? Anyways, no, she asked him herself. And so she was saying that a friend of hers puts it up really early and she was like, I don't know how I feel about that because that might be too much Christmas. You get bored by the 25th.
I fully agree with that.
But then I was thinking, I'm not sure I would.
No.
I think, not that I feed into the holiday too much,
mm-hmm.
but it does make me happy.
Yeah.
The tree makes me happy, the music. The fire, mm-hmm. the whole idea of it, mm-hmm. the cold.
The music. Mm-hmm.
And actually yesterday, I like to put on YouTube fireplaces or like different slow TV.
Mm-hmm.
I put on a Christmas scene, didn't I?
You did.
And it was all right.
It was great.
And last year we bought our first fake tree, which is like up for controversy, right? It's like, do you get a real tree or do you get the fake tree? But for us, it was like, We want to have control over it. Mm. I don't want to deal with it after Christmas. Everyone just throws it in the alleyway and it stays there for
fucking... That's not good. That's not good.
I'm wondering if we should put our fake tree up or not.
I mean, I support you no matter what. Because yeah, it is a good time of year. It's a happy time of year. So there's nothing wrong with like happiness being extended a little bit longer.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, but the thing is too, you don't take it down until like January 1st, 2nd. So it does go beyond Christmas.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
In the summertime?
Yeah.
You know, downtown, we got a lot of high-rise buildings. Mm-hmm. And when the lights go out, you can see into people's apartments.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of Christmas trees in August.
Really?
Some people, I mean, when I say a lot, I want to say like three. Some people.
Year round
have their fucking tree lit. Okay, here's the thing. I want to judge.
Yeah.
But to each their own.
This is true.
But August? Every day?
Yeah.
Every day you got a tree lit up?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't that a fire hazard too?
I don't know.
I'm going to say it is though.
I'm going to say it's a mental hazard because you can't be having Christmas in August. It's hot outside.
Yeah.
You got to go to the beach. You can't come home but by the fire with your tree.
Also, if I went on a date with a guy, he's like, you want to come back to my place? And I said, yeah, you know, Tyler, I'd love that. And then we go up to Tyler's place. He lives in a nice building. I'm getting excited and also feeling bad about my personal life. But I'm like, yeah, I'm with Tyler. And we go up to Tyler's place and he opens up his door and puts his keys down. He's like, you want a glass of red? I'm like, yeah, of course I do.
Yeah.
And then I go sit down on his couch and I look beside the couch and there's a Christmas tree, August 15th.
What would you do?
I would just, you know, wait a second and I'd be like, hey, so your tree, like, is that a Christmas tree or is that like, what's up? And he'd be like, yeah, leave it up year round. I'd actually be fine. If he was hot enough, I'd be like, no problem. But I would tell everyone about it as soon as I left and I'd make fun of him a lot behind his back.
That would be it for me. There's no way. Because I think, unless I wanted to get jiggy with it, I guess.
Well,
but I think for longevity,
yeah.
I would know right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't my soulmate because I can't.
I had a date with a guy a couple of weeks ago and it was our second date. So we went back to his place because the first date we just went for a couple of beers. And then the second date we ended up at his place and I had to like show myself around. He has a two bedroom. He owned a two bedroom apartment.
Okay.
And he was actually, you know, opening a beer and pouring me a glass of wine and I do a little tour on my own. I look in his bedroom. Huge bottle of lube right on his nightstand. Like a huge bottle of lube. And then he kind of like followed me and saw me look into his rooms and he didn't even say anything. If that happened to me, I'd be like, yeah, that's my lube. I masturbate. Don't know if you do, but I do.
Don't know if you do. Ever heard of it? Listen, either he didn't care,
mm-hmm.
he was embarrassed,
yeah.
or he wanted you to see it.
Well, we ended up using that lube later. Let me just say.
Ryan, you can't be getting jiggy with it.
I got jiggy with it and it was awkward. But I can't discuss anymore. But if you see me in real life, be like, how is it awkward? I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know how it was awkward. Anyways, I got a little celebrity gossip. Speaking of getting jiggy with it, actually not. Well, it could be.
Mm.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Couple gays we know. Well, we don't personally know them, but you know, if you're a gay, you're gay.
Yeah.
Chris Appleton and Lucas Gage are divorcing.
6 months later.
6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chris Appleton filed, maybe.
I think so too.
And it was like what is it called? Irreconcilable. No, what's it? Oh my God.
Yeah, it's that word. Irreconcilable differences.
It's they can't reconcile.
Irreconcilable differences.
Is that right?
Something like that.
Just edit it out. I can't even be. I'm so embarrassed this episode. He filed for, you know, they couldn't. It was that word.
They had some differences.
Irreconcilable, whatever the fuck it's called. Honestly, I hate myself. I don't like myself.
Well, I never like me, so.
I mean, I don't want to talk about that right now. It's too deep. Irreconcilable. I can't.
Hey,
okay.
Look at D's laughing. You don't know how to say it.
Oh, nice D. You don't. You say it.
No, that's not how you say
That's not how you say it. Yeah. We'll know it when we hear it. But what happened? They were so in love. They got married so fast.
Well, that's my thing too. And then Shania Twain sang at their wedding and Kim K married them. Like it seemed just to put Chris on the map. Like I'd never heard of him. Lucas was kind of starting to get famous, but this really put him to the next level as well. So I want to know if this whole thing was just a PR stunt.
I know.
But now that Lucas is available,
yeah,
I started thinking some things.
Okay.
I mean, I have a little crush on Lucas Gage. Who doesn't?
Right.
And now that I heard he was divorced, I thought I would write him a little poem.
What?
Do you mind if I read it?
I guess.
Lucas Gage, your marriage is over. Hi, my name's Ryan. I'm a little bit older. You were in the hit show White Lotus. I still bartend, but if you fall in love with me, I'll put in my notice.
How are you going to make money?
At your wedding, you had Shania and Kim K. But if you marry me, we can snort a bunch of K. I couldn't figure that one out very well.
Why would you sort a bunch of K?
Because we're gay. That's what gays do.
They do?
You probably want a little time to be single. But when you're ready, hit me up, because I'm down to mingle. I'm 45 and circumcised. That's something about me. Let's go up to Whistler, and I'll teach you to ski.
No, you can't. You don't even know how to ski.
Shut up. Don't ruin this for me.
Okay.
Okay, I gotta go, but I will be waiting. Can't wait for Ryan Steele and Lucas Gage to start dating. Peace.
Brian.
Wallace.
No, Brian.
What?
Brian.
What?
First of all, why? You don't have to do K.
No, sorry. That was just, I was just trying to like be a little edgy because it was just kind of okay. Cute and everything I wanted him to show. I'll do anything for you, Lucas. You're 28. He's still in his party phase.
Hey, chill out. Listen, I'll do anything for you, please. Listen, You don't know how to ski. So you're telling him that you're going to do K and ski and you're not.
Here's the thing. We live really close to Whistler. So if he says yes, he's probably in LA or New York. I'll have at least a few hours to fucking get my ass to Whistler and take a lesson.
And learn how to teach him.
I'm a really fast learner.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I also like how you said you're ready to mingle for him not to keep you waiting, but you probably will wait forever.
Forever.
Yeah. So yeah. I didn't understand that part.
Hey, man. I just made that up on the spot.
I also really like how you said, "Kay, I got to go." Letting him know in the poem that you got stuff to do.
Yeah.
And that's attractive when people are busy and they have a life.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good feeling about this. Don't let me stop you.
And I'm 5 years older than your soon to be ex. But baby, I'm sure I'm a freak in the sheets more than he was.
But baby, I'm sure I'm I'm more a freak in the sheets than he was. But why are you sure about that? And I'm not sure are.
I'm not sure I am. You talk to guys I date. They're like, yeah, Ryan's really vanilla.
Yeah. Ryan, we have to start sleeping together or I'm breaking up with you.
Mm.
Anyhow, you and I made a connection recently.
Yeah.
And we were talking about where you wear your towel on your waist when you come out of the bath or shower.
Well, we did talk about this. Yeah.
And you and I have made a connection
because
you said, oh my God, I've started wearing my towel above my gunt now and that's where I like it.
Yeah.
And I was like, tell me about it. I've been wearing my towel above my gunt my whole life because, you know, I got my hips. I've had a little gunt my whole life.
Yeah.
And especially now, honey, I got a middle-aged gunt. So you better believe my towel's now up to the bottom of my tits and then my tats just hang over them like pancakes. Yeah, that's good. I get Jenny going.
Like pancakes?
Like pancakes.
Yeah.
I get Jenny going. Anyways, it's not your business.
I'm sorry.
But I do cover I get way up and then I have my hair won. But I loved that you had finally gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered, listeners, where do you wear your towel when you get out of the shower?
Mm-hmm.
Is if it's low down, go to hell.
Good for you.
That's like low rise jeans.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Show off that ab, whatever.
Honestly, that ab down there. If you're buying low rise jeans and you're wearing them and you're wearing your towel when you get out of the shower, lower than your belly button, go to hell.
Bye.
Honestly, go to hell.
Yep.
And take them with you, bitch.
Yeah, don't listen to our podcast. Go away.
I read an article that low-rise jeans are back in.
Oh, I was going to ask about that.
No. Oh. I want to have this style we have now forever. You wear high-waisted jeans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're baggy.
Yeah.
I don't have to look at the shapes of asses don't really matter.
Yeah.
I don't know. My ass is, forget it now.
When's the last time low-rise jeans were in style? Like, I want to say early 2000s. Was that like Christina Aguilera, like Britney, like heyday?
Well, we are fashionistas. Yeah. We should know this.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. Yeah, probably. I guess.
Wow.
I mean, I used to have them.
Really?
Because that was what's up.
How low do they go? Like, they show your belly button and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just above your pubic hair.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Your bush. Mm-hmm.
How's your bush doing these days?
Good. I'm actually going to talk about it later.
Oh, why are you talking about it right now?
Because it has to come later. Just wait.
Oh, like every podcast we end with an episode.
Hey. Dropping an Easter egg. I have to talk about a video we made.
Why?
You know, some of our videos do okay, and this one's, I think, at like 1.8 million views. Thank you very much. Sometimes it's for the right reasons and the wrong reasons. We have these characters we play where we are a married couple, and I'm very clearly homosexual, and that's the joke. And the joke is that this happens in real life, too, because of people and their, you know, dedication to Jesus Lord Christ.
That's right.
And so we like to just poke a little fun at that.
Yeah.
Amy's married to me, and I always have a pride flag, or, you know, I'm always kind of being a little bit flamboyant, you might say, which is fine. You know, straight people can be flamboyant, but in this case, I'm in the closet.
Right.
But I am having fun on the side. Anyway, we made a video a few years ago. We had been married for 1 year and we were still virgins. That one went viral too. And now we thought, you know, why don't we do a follow-up? So we've been married 3 years and we're still virgins. And we're, well, I'm proud of it. But yeah. you
want to
do more.
I want to consummate our marriage.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the comments are LOL, ha ha ha. And a lot of comments are not. A lot of comments are, well, let me read a few for you.
Oh, wow. Yes.
He's gay, LOL. Yeah, he is gay. A butt pirate, LOL. A butt pirate?
A butt pirate.
Okay.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Who's going to tell her? Like, we're that fucking stupid that we made this video and Amy's just really like, I don't get it.
I don't get it, but I made it and I want to be. But that's how fucking stupid the internet is. Yeah. All these things. Like, they think I'm a real woman who made this video.
Uh-huh.
All right, go on.
He's gay.
That one's a lot. Dup. He's gay.
Sis, he is gay. And then this one, just one person just put gay. He's gay. Check his kiwi. LOL. He likes men.
What's kiwi?
I don't know.
Check his kiwi.
I Googled it too, and it just met the New Zealander. But, okay. And he's gay. Pink hat and finger wave are dead giveaways.
Pink hat and finger wave.
And ma'am, when he gets down on his knees, it's not to pray.
Ma'am.
She's talking to you. Anyway, I think it's fucking hilarious. You have to know how much enjoyment we get out of some of the comments sometimes. Well, not all the time.
Not all the time. I don't like it all the time. I mostly don't read, but this one, I've been reading a little bit.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of like middle-aged like religious men who are like, honey, leave him. It's not a sin. You can be with a real man. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be with a real man. Yeah. Like, as if I'm like, thank you, community.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. And there's lots of comments too that are like, the amount of people in here that don't know this is a joke. Or
yeah,
like,
true.
LOL, reading the comments made my day.
Yeah, it's mostly middle-aged people that are writing the weird ones. But there was also someone who came on and went, they aren't Christians. That reminded me of that viral, stupid, like, reality show when the woman goes, they're not Christians!
Yes, yes, yes.
D?
She's not a Christian!
She could be a Jew and believe in
it
God.
It doesn't matter. She's tampering in dark-sided stuff!
I remember watching that episode for the first time, like when it came out.
Before it was like viral.
Yeah. Do you remember like what happened?
I only ever saw it, you know, like months later, years later when the clip went viral.
So you'd family swap. I forget what the name of the show was,
that's right.
But you'd swap families, mm-hmm. spouses and mm-hmm. families.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman who was very interesting look, like she just had a very large appearance, like a big, large gap in her teeth. She was a larger woman, super short hair, I think. And she kind of had like, big chunky, you know, Christian jewelry. Like she was just very a kind of
Christian
woman.
Christian jewelry.
You know what I mean? Or just big chunky jewelry.
Yeah.
And she went over to this house and they were like normal, like whatever on this show.
Yeah.
And came home. She left the family because she couldn't deal with the fact that they weren't religious.
Wow.
She came back to her family and started going berserk. Wow. They're not Christian! They're the devil over there! They don't go to church! They don't believe in Jesus! And the daughters are like, Mom, please. Mom! And she's like, they're not, like, going psycho on the couch. Like, she was being overtaken by...
She was like Marlena.
Yes, she was possessed. It was psycho. And like, oh, weird that I don't want to be religious.
Yeah.
Weird. Weird that those people exist.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it was crazy.
Wow.
That will live rent-free in my mind for a long time.
Well, if you haven't seen it, you know, go to Ryan and Amy Show on Instagram. Scroll down just a little bit. Just a couple months ago, I think we posted that. But yeah, we're sitting on a couch. We've been married 3 years and we're still virgins.
We're still virgins. But you know, I could tell you're gay. Your pink hat. Because pink is for gay guys and girls.
That's right. I'm a butt pirate.
Hey.
A butt pirate.
I don't like that. Maybe Kiwi is your bum hole and they wanted me to check your bum hole.
Oh.
If that's right, that's disgusting. That's
disgusting. How smart are you?
I know. I don't. Maybe not. Maybe that's fucked.
I'm going to go tell my parents, oh, my Kiwi is so itchy.
Oh, my Kiwi. No, I don't like that.
No.
Okay. Check his Kiwi.
Baby, I think it's almost time for PLT stories.
Yeah.
But before we do, I have a little announcement. D. I'm going to say it here because if I say it here, I'm going to be held to it. And you're my best friend. And I kind of already told you, but I want the PLT community to know because you've heard some of my PLT stories where I, you know, crash my car into windows and I fall off cliffs. And there was that time that I lit a whole house on fire by accident.
Whoops.
All these things happened when I was drunk. And, you know, I like to blame it sometimes that I'm a bartender. I'm in the industry, the restaurant bar industry, and we're all a bunch of fucking drunks. I was talking about it with friends the other day, actually. I'm like, why does it happen this way?
It's easy.
I have other friends in my life, they have like two glasses of wine and they're drizzed.
Yeah.
And I have other friends where we could drink two bottles of wine each in one night.
Right.
So, you know, everyone's different. But what I'm trying to say is I have made a decision that in 2024, which is coming up in just a few weeks, I'm going to be sober for the entire year.
D? Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah, I just want to do it. I think I owe it to myself is something that I keep telling myself lately. And it really stems back to a bunch of years ago, almost 20 years ago, I was working at Red Robin on Robson. Fuck, I'm old. And there was this Czech couple that would come in every night and I knew their beers and they were so fucking nice. And then one night they come in and I think it was January 1st or 2nd and her name was Jana. Jana got whatever beer she usually gets. And her husband, whose name I can't remember, you just got a soda pop. And I was like, oh, well, you just, what's up? You don't want, you know, you hung over from New Year's? And he's like, no, Ryan, I'm actually going to take this whole year off drinking. It's just something I've always thought about and I wanted to do. And that stuck with me for like 20 years.
Whoa.
And so I just want to do it. I just want to see, I might even be like kind of douchey and take a photo of myself on January 1st.
You should.
And just want to see what my body looks like. And then, you know, at the end of the year, see if what kind of transformation, if any, there is. I'm really excited for the mental transformation. I'm excited for all the money I'm going to fucking save.
Oh my God, yeah.
And who knows, after that year, I might decide that I want to stay that way. Like my friend Ryan just went a year and now he's a year and a half. His goal was a year and he's like, no, I'm not going back.
Wow.
So that might happen to me. It might not. But yeah, it's just something I want to do. Like, next year could be the best year of my life. And then I'll look at it and go, okay, I guess I'm not drinking anymore.
You can do it. And you know what? It's one day at a time with these kind of things. Mm-hmm. That's a big goal. You can do it. It's however you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. But yes, one day at a time. And actually, as someone who is cheering you on, I'd like to see updates.
Yeah.
I would like to hear about updates. And it also might help hold you accountable and inspire others.
Season 3 of PLT. It's going to be lit.
It's going to rock.
It's going to rock. And yeah, I would love to do that. I'd love to give some updates and just, you know, how I'm feeling. Because the longest I've ever gone is 2 months. My friend Angie told me after about 4 to 6 months, I think, is when she really started to notice like physical and mental differences. So I don't think all the time that a month or two really does a lot, you know. So I'm excited to see beyond that. And also, like I think I said to you earlier, I want to say this here because I don't want it to be like March 3rd and I'm like, oh, fuck, I got so drunk last night, blah, blah, blah. How embarrassing for me.
Hey, how embarrassing.
So, yeah, I just want to try it and see what's up. And I also don't want to do an edible every night now, too. I don't want to get stuck into a new vice, see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just, yeah, there's fun little thing. You know, I'll still maybe do a mushroom edible here and there, or, you know, smoke.
That's illegal.
Smoke a little weed. But yeah, for alcohol, it's going to be out of my system for 365 days unless next year's a leap year. I'm not sure.
Wow. Yeah. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm very excited for you.
Thanks.
I'm here to help you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
I be honest about, hey, you know what? I can't go there because I know I'm going to want to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Be good to yourself.
Point. Yeah, yeah.
This is you are good at this. You have gone long stints without drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is a big new goal.
Mm-hmm.
it's exciting.
Yeah.
Only good things can come from this. True. Like you said, money, health, mm-hmm. all the things. Mm-hmm. And also, I want updates on PLT,
yeah.
but I also want updates online.
Yeah.
You know when people say sober for X amount of days? Mm-hmm. That is admirable
yeah.
for people who like to drink or whatever their story is.
Mm-hmm.
And I also didn't realize, hey, I should be having more compassion with maybe they're doing that also to continue to hold themselves accountable. That's why they're sharing it.
Hey, never thought about that.
So share it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Want to know how you're feeling.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going back to it. It's not fun. No, life isn't fun.
No.
No.
I can do it. And that's one more thing too. I want to start January 1st because I just want people to know because I'm still going to be hanging out with a lot of people in the industry.
Yeah.
And some of my friends are super supportive when I don't drink and a couple others aren't. And that's fine. They don't really mean ill will by it, but it can be a little annoying when they're like, just have one. Start tomorrow.
Can I say something?
That is actually quite bad.
May I?
Yeah.
I want to say something about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting pissed off.
Yeah.
You're kind. Mm-hmm. You're a kind man to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm a psycho. Stop it. If you are someone that says, come on, if you're that kind of person, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You're being shitty.
Yeah.
Stop saying to your friend, just one. If you get like that when you're drunk to your sober friend,
mm-hmm.
stop drinking around your friend.
Yeah.
Because that's not helpful. It's not cool. And you are a douche.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure I've maybe have done that in my lifetime and I was being a douche.
Yeah.
You're allowed to make mistakes.
Yeah.
But here's your right now, listen to me.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. It's not supportive and it's not fun.
So people next year will just know. Oh yeah. Like after I'm sure a couple of weeks, they'll just be downloaded in their brain. Oh yeah. Ryan's not drinking this year. That's why I like starting at January 1st too, because it'll just be like the year. They'll know. It's not like some random whatever. Like, oh, he's just doing it. Come on. You know,
come on.
Doing the accent of someone who might be a pusher in my life. Anyway, thank you very much.
Of course. Oh, I'm excited. I have somebody close to me that is sober and they, when we go to places and someone's hosting them, they'll bring non-alcoholic beer
mm-hmm.
because they like that.
Yeah.
But then I have another person in my life who's sober who doesn't do that because it's too close to the taste.
Interesting.
So he doesn't drink at all.
Yeah.
Like, or doesn't drink anything that's similar. Like he doesn't eat a mocktail or a fake beer.
Okay.
I think for me, I probably could just drink fake beer.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't drank a lot of beer lately.
You have or haven't?
Mostly wine,
oh,
haven't. No.
She's growing up.
You know, I don't drink very much.
That's
but
true.
She loves a little cocktail.
Yeah.
I may have gotten a little too drunk on my birthday that I didn't share last time. And I said something weird to the server and I thought it was okay. And later realized that was not okay. And if I was a celebrity, I would have been canceled. Okay. I let her in on the conversation we were having.
Mm.
It was about a sex toy.
Mm.
She didn't ask. I asked her, do you want to know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
And she said, yes. I told her. And then I said some other things that...
You asked your brother for a fleshlight for...
You asked your sister! It's time for PLT stories.
Miss D.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
Please do.
This is a recent PLT story.
Love them.
Listen, I thought, hey, am I still a PLT?
Because
my stories are all still old. But yeah, I'm still a PLT.
You still got it.
And this one nailed it home.
Oh, shit.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was taking Jenny for an appointment
mm-hmm.
and I was hungry and I was lazy. I just wanted to wait in the car till she was done. But before she got out, she said, feed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ugh, I hate that I'm like that.
Well, that's so, a good partner. At least you have her.
It is, but it's so unattractive. Like I should be on top of my meals. Okay,
yeah.
It's not like I'm not eating because what will happen is I'll get home and I'll be like, order Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
No, like you save the money. You're already out.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Someone to deliver it.
So I walk across the street. And I go to this place called Brekka.
Okay.
Brekka is a very affordable bakery. They do sandwiches, treats.
Lineups out the door several days I walk by it.
And I guess it's because it's good and it's affordable,
mm-hmm.
right?
And it's good paninis. They have paninis there. It's one of my favorite foods in the world.
Sometimes you just want to get a grilled cheese with a pickle.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I got.
Oh, I'm getting excited even hearing
or
that.
Or maybe I got a chicken salad sandwich. I don't know.
Oh,
but whatever it was.
Chicken salad.
Oh, who doesn't like chicken
You're
salad?
You're starving.
On a sourdough with a pickle on. And they gave me a pickle.
Oh.
All it was missing was some plain chips.
Well, you should have let them know.
I should have said, hey, can I give a suggestion? Can I touch your manager?
Yeah.
Maybe serve some chips with your sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm a customer and I would like that.
It's the small things in life, guys.
It's the small things, you guys. Mm-hmm. Do a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I get in line and it's not a line out the door.
Okay.
I'm there at a good time.
Good.
I see the sandwich I want.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. I'm looking at the cookie. I get a couple cookies.
Well.
They have a cookie called the brownie cookie.
Good.
It's so good. And they're like a dollar.
Oh, wow.
And to me, they should be 25 fucking cents. Okay. We should go back to the 1950s here for only price reasons. But they're affordable considering what cookies at a bakery cost these days, yeah. Right?
$4 for a cookie.
So I got two.
Okay.
One for me, one for my partner.
Mm-hmm.
My partner, not my business partner, Brian, just in case you're wondering. Most people don't know.
Your bed partner.
Side note. What about when you say partner to some people and they're like, I mean, it doesn't happen that often. And they're like, for work? No, you fucking idiot. Why would I be talking about my business partner?
Yeah.
And if I was, I would have said business partner.
Uh-huh. Or coworker.
Or coworker.
My boss.
And if I say
secretary.
Girlfriend, you're just going to think it's my friend.
Yeah.
Partner is supposed to be universal.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Some people are so daft.
I met Brecca.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people are what?
So daft. Did that one work again?
That's right.
Yes, I'm 3 for 3.
I thought you said deft. And I was going to really take that one. Anyways, I apologize.
All good.
Sorry about that. So I'm in Brecca and I order my sandwich and I order my two cookies and I'm waiting there and I'm standing sort of off to the side and this guy, I sort of turn around and this guy behind me staring at me and I'm like, oh, fuck, stop. You know, I don't like when people stare at me. Mm-hmm. Stop staring at me.
You don't like it.
And if you want to stare at me, stare on your own time. Yeah. And when I look at you, look away.
Mm-hmm.
Or smile and look away. I don't know. It's still maybe a little bit creepy too. Just don't look at me. You're a man.
Yeah.
It's this man sitting there by himself at Brecca.
Just staring.
Staring at me. And then I'm like, I look at him and I definitely probably gave him a dirty look because I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Turn around again. And
turns out he just knows you from like our posts or like the podcast.
Oh yeah, probably. Well, wait until you find out why he's looking at me. Oh,
okay.
So I'm like, and as I'm standing there again, I'm annoyed because this man was looking at me. Anyways, I'm like, I wonder if he's still looking at me. So I turn around again to look at him and he looks at me and I'm like, I go like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
You know me. And he goes, he points to the ground and he goes, there. He goes, that piece of paper. And I'm like, what? And I look around. I'm like, I can't see anything. He goes, that blue piece of paper. And he's being a bit like weird about it. He's like, that blue piece of paper. And I'm like, piece of paper. He's like, it fell out of your pocket. And he's again is being like, it's not just like, oh, something fell out of your pocket there. Yeah. He's like, you might want to grab that. And I'm like, what the hell? So anyways, I'm like being such a bitch. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't see anything. And he's like, over there. So he's persisting. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I turn the corner a little bit. Well, sure enough, a blue pad had fallen out of my fucking pocket. And yes, I was on my period.
Yeah.
And yes, I do have to wear pads because I have a heavy flow.
Mm-hmm.
And it had fallen, a grown woman, and I'm getting mad at him. And he's like, honey, your pad.
He's trying to help you out.
Honey, your period.
Yeah.
You might need that for your heavy flow. And your pad is just sitting there with nothing else around it. And it fell out of your pocket.
Yeah.
So now I know you're on your period. Mm-hmm. I know you have a heavy flow. And you're being a bitch.
Yeah.
So you should be so lucky. I'm telling you, your fucking pad just fell out in the middle of Brecca.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting mad about it. So I walked over and went, thank you so much. And then I was so embarrassed and felt so bad. And he was trying to be nice with the blue paper. Mm-hmm. It was clearly not. It was blue, but it was not a piece of paper.
No.
He knew that.
Well.
And then I turned around again and said, because I felt so bad, thank you. Like a heartfelt thank you so much again, like
that's
for being
nice.
Discreet. And he went, yeah, like whatever. Because I was being such a bitch and I deserved it. Mm. So fair enough. Anyways, I'm a PLT and that's that.
How did a pad fall out of your pockets?
They're always falling out of my pockets. Literally everything's falling out of my pockets. I think it's like it was probably in my hand. Like my hands were in my pockets.
Yeah.
And I just took it out with me and then dropped it. Like, I don't know. Or I took my wallet out maybe and it came out.
There you go.
Just a pad. And like, whatever. There's a part of me that's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
And I do feel that way. Of course, a major part of me is like, yeah, I have my periods. So what? Yeah. My pad fell out. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
Uh-huh.
But I was embarrassed that the full pad was there.
Okay. I can't believe that he noticed. And above that, like, I don't think I'd say anything. If I saw that happen, I would just let you on with your day. Maybe that's mean of me or I don't know. But like, I would just let you hopefully eventually see it or maybe someone behind you in line or in front of you in line would go, oh, hey, you might want to pick that up.
Yeah.
But he was persistent on really trying
to
help you
out. He wanted me
to
get it. It was very nice.
Yeah.
It was this man that was staring at me was a nice man, not letting me. He could have been like, oh, forget it. Like, he didn't want to get up and get it for me.
No.
Because, ew, a pad.
Yeah.
It wasn't used.
Gross.
But I finally found it and I picked it up, put it in my pocket and said, thank you. And he said, yeah, whatever, you fucking on your period, bitch.
Well, I think you're the sole PLT in this story.
Absolutely. Just trying to get a grilled cheese chicken salad sandwich.
But I'll give him.
It was a tuna melt.
Oh, I love that too.
I highly recommend.
Wow.
Did I tell you they gave me a pickle?
Yes. I want to say, though, he's a small, maybe 10%, maybe even 20% PLT, because, yeah, you got frustrated. But think of the situation. I don't think I'd be a dick like him at the end. I think I'd be a little more compassionate that, like, yeah, you know, you're a little bit of a B to me, but that was a very weird situation. I'm a stranger to you. You're a woman. I'm a man. And at the end of the day, then we figured it out. It would have been nice for him to go, like, just kind of understand, you know, and he got a little defensive.
Well, I was being a bitch and he was trying to help me. So I appreciate that. But I do stand with, I'm a fucking pilt. Mm-hmm. He was being a good guy. What if he had gone over, picked it up and handed it to me?
Yeah,
I would have been just as embarrassed. The most embarrassing part is that I was like, I can't see it. What are you saying? And really he wanted to go, your pad for your period.
Yes.
You dropped it. Mm-hmm. So it's around the corner. Take a couple steps.
That'd be a funny video.
You menstruating cunt.
You menstruating PLT.
Thank you.
Well, like always, I'm very sorry that happened.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
The lives we live.
Hey.
Okay, I'm up. It's November. And what do we do in November?
What?
We grow our mustaches out.
That's right, we do.
You are. I am. It is Movember, as they say.
That's right.
And this has been going on for, I want to say, at least a decade, maybe 12, 15 years, maybe more. I don't know. All I remember is that it was about 9, 10 years ago. And I was frequenting Toronto quite a bit for different reasons. And I met this guy who worked for Movember, and he had found out who I was, however, online, and he wanted to go for coffee with me. So we go for coffee. You know, I'm always excited that someone's going to like sit down with me and want to, you know, make me direct the next Batman movie or something. Oh. So I'll always say yes to a coffee.
You never know.
You never know. So we go for coffee, and it turns out that he works for Movember, and he'd love for me to help with the whole, you know, month and the whole fundraising aspect of it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And so I go back to Vancouver, emails are exchanged, and eventually we get to this point where he's like, okay, well, I'd love for you to throw a Movember party in Vancouver. And I'm like, kind of hesitant, because I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah,
I don't have to do this. I already do stuff for testicular cancer awareness. You know, that's my little shtick. You know, I'm a survivor and that's my thing. But of course, I will help where I can. So this is on the bottom of my list to do for, like, I want to say weeks and weeks and weeks. And finally, you know, we're now into Movember and I'm like, fuck. Luckily, I work at a couple bars. So I get my manager at one of my bars to, you know, give me this night where I can have this party. I don't even think I had a DJ. I promoted it on Facebook and Instagram, as you do. And that's really as much as I wanted to do. I was not getting paid for this. I wasn't passionate about it. It was just kind of like, again, bottom of the list of things I really cared about. But I can't say no, apparently, is my problem.
Right.
So the night comes up.
We should preface, you do care about prostate cancer.
I do.
And it is a big deal. Mm-hmm. But you are a cancer survivor yourself. And you, like you said, already do big work for testicular cancer.
It's true. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. So the night of the party comes. Again, I'm not expecting too many people, but I'm hoping a few are going to show up. I want to say like 5 or 6 people came. And one of the people that came was a girl that I went to high school with. And she's something else. She used to like fucking just freestyle all the time. Like think of like Monster, Eileen Wuornos.
Yeah.
She was like a version of her. She came and I hadn't seen her at the time in like, you know, 15 years.
Yeah.
And she came and was still doing her football. Hey, what's up? I'm here. 15 years later. Who could have thought that?
You're queer.
I know. Exactly. And I'm like, what is happening? And then what I don't think I knew was that there was like a Movember little crew that were like going from party to party in Vancouver just to support. And they worked for Movember, but they also wanted to see how the events were going.
Yeah.
They came to XY where I was throwing my party.
Oh, no.
There was maybe now 4 people there at the time.
Yeah.
I don't think I raised any money. And they're like, they were so embarrassed for me. And they were like, hey, like they were nice off the top and they were like, so this is your party? And I was like, yeah, this is it. I'm sorry. I'm like, I work full time at this bar. I have a show I do with my beautiful darling Amy and I have other shit too. I think at the time I had a partner. I'm like, I'm sorry. I just did not have time to make this as big of a event as I really actually, you know, honestly wanted to. And they were kind of cool, but they did not like me very much. They kind of left very quickly after arriving like, hey man, we got other parties to check out, but all the best. And that's basically it. I just thought it was very, you know, being Movember. Yeah, I thought about this because I'm seeing all the mustaches out there and I love. But I think, well, I'm the biggest. I'm a PLT in this. Or actually, you tell me.
You're a PLT.
Mm-hmm.
And they're PLTs for not helping you. Mm-hmm. It was all on you to get for you to like get this whole thing going. Mm-hmm. No, none of them helped you.
I think they sent me like through emails. They sent me some criteria of stuff, you know, what I should
materials.
Have. Yeah, materials, of course. Yeah. And so I kind of like, obviously I read that and I like, you know, took that to heart. And I think I had a little box where you could like put money in to donate.
Yeah.
And there were other people online I think I'd reached out to that were growing mustaches. And I'm like, you might already have a party you're going to or however you do to celebrate Movember. Right. But I'm like, I will be having this party at XY Nightclub. Please come
this
say
party.
Hi. This party.
Five people came. And one of them was Eileen Wuornos, who was rapping. Just while she said hello.
It was so awkward.
Oh my God, that's so awful. But you're a PLT for saying yes.
Yeah, that's, I got to stop doing that.
That's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you expect people to, I feel like, yeah, that's, I don't know. Yeah, you're a PILT.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that happened to you.
It's all good. Like every episode, we end with a question. If you were a hockey player and your coach noticed you weren't skating as fast, and when they confronted you on it, they said, it's because your bush is too big and they want you to shave it. Would you shave it?
I think I just snotted on my microphone. I'm sorry. I'm a hockey player.
Yeah, for the women's Canadian hockey team.
Oh, okay. Mm. And then I'm on the national team. Mm-hmm. And I'm not skating fast enough. And my coach has taken me aside and said, I think it's your bush.
Yeah, it's slowing you down. It's too big and heavy. And it's clearly affected you because it maybe wasn't as big before.
So I would say, I think that's sexual harassment. I don't need you to be talking about my bush. Also, how do you know what size my bush is? And how do you know I have a? If I have a bush, what does that have to do with skating? Mm-hmm. You think my bush is holding me back from speed on the ice? I would say, if you know I have a bush, what color is it? And I would make them tell me what color it is. And if they knew, I would say, you have cameras installed.
Yeah.
And I will be taking this higher up. And then I would say, I will Google it though to see if that's a thing.
Yeah.
If it is a thing, I will profusely apologize. Yeah. I will say,
if it really was slowing you down.
Yes, I will get it buzzed off and waxed, buzzed and waxed. Mm-hmm. I will go to my waxer that I go to that's a new one that lets me watch 90s rom-coms when she waxes me.
Love that.
Yes, it's a little TV and she puts on VHS tapes.
Wow.
I know.
Cool.
Anyways, she's like, rip. It's like 16 candles is on. Yeah, I would. That's it.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, if I was playing for the male national hockey team.
Sure.
And I think like my coach would maybe. Well, why is he looking? Because I think in hockey, don't they all shower in the same shower?
Yeah, I think
like.
So.
But like, the coach shouldn't be looking in there. But I would want to be the best player. So I think I would find out. Well, first of all, I'd be like, hey, man, how do you know that? That's fucked.
Yeah.
But then I'd be like, but I want to do anything to be the best hockey player.
Yeah.
I'd want to see if I could still keep my bush, though, in some way. Because I love my bush. I love pubic hair.
Okay.
So gross. Yeah. But I would see if I could maybe like get it like cut off, but then stuck to like a Velcro thing.
Yeah.
And I had the other Velcro thing on me so I could like take it off for games.
Oh, it's a merkin? What's that called? On your...
Yeah, almost like a wig bush.
A wig bush. Yeah, I think it's called a merkin.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so like I'd play, he shoots, he scores. Whoa, Steele got another hat trick. And then as soon as we're done, we go have our showers, clean it up. And then before I put my underwear on, I... Put my
Velcro bush on.
Put my Velcro bush on.
Yeah.
And then I go on with my day and then I hook up with guys. Hopefully they don't notice because that'd be awkward. Imagine he was like, hey, man, he's down there. You rip some day. Don't touch
don't,
that.
Don't. It's,
don't touch that.
It's like a toupee.
Yeah.
And it's on with Velcro, not glue, because that's hard. Mm-hmm.
I really just wanted you to say bush as many times as you could.
Thank you so much.
I love that word and I love when you say it.
Well, everyone has one and some people don't. Mm-hmm. So that made sense. Everyone has one and some people don't.
That guy that hooked up with that had the lube. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
What?
Made a really big bush.
Brian, you liked it.
It was almost too big. It was the biggest bush I ever seen.
You couldn't find your way.
It went all the way to his legs. And I was like, oh my God, that's massive bush. It's too much bush.
I remember when I was younger, I saw a picture of a woman. Yeah. I must have been I was like trying to look up bad things or something. Or no, it was like chainmail or something. I can't remember. I was young. And I saw this woman with the largest, it was like a world record of largest bush or something, if that's a thing. And she had it all on her legs and all. It was so big. And that was pre-me. Or maybe I just had a little bit at that point. And I was like, what? What's that? And that woman is now me. Bye.
Bye. See you.
Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.